We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Got some Hurricanes basketball coming up tonight against number 5, Louisville. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Crowder and I have been out here since 2 o'clock. Joe Zagacki just sat down with us, the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. We have had, if you've missed any of today's show, since 2 o'clock, we have had Jim Larrañaga on with us, Michael Irvin on with us, Gino Toretta on with us, Coach Katie Meyer on with us, Blake James, the athletic director, was just on with us, Clay Ferrero from Local 10. I don't know where he fits into all of this.
He's my only ally.
Joe Zagacki sitting down with us now.
I can't compete with that, but I understand this. Pressure is a privilege, so.
Pressure is a privilege. I learned that from Katie Meyer today. Pressure is a privilege. I am floored by today's show and how much fun it is, and it's leading up to this really good opening night for Canes basketball. I just posted some video, by the way, on my Instagram account. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. It is Crowder being strong-armed by Blake James and Joe Zagacki to put on a Miami basketball shirt, which he is wearing proudly right now.
You invite me into your house. You show me love. Blake offered me free beers. I got to show some love.
Yeah, he looks good.
He looks good in that shirt, right?
Appreciate it, man.
I tell you, Crowder had been all right in the orange and green.
Yeah, oh, he would have been a good Hurricane.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how you didn't come to the University of Miami.
They ran out of scholarships.
Oh. That's what they really told me, Joe.
Kind of been our story lately.
Well, back then they ran out of scholarships because so many good players wanted them. It's been a little bit different now.
When I visited that summer, Wilma, that was Wilma. That was Vilma and DJ Williams, and that was that crew still playing here. So I would probably came up here to back up somebody, Joe.
Well, it would have been John Beeson was the next guy in.
Beeson,
right?
That's me. He was, I think, two years after me.
So you were up in Tallahassee, obviously. That's as complete a game as I've seen the Miami Hurricanes football team put together. That was fun on Saturday.
It was a relentless effort. It was very good. Very focused effort. Stay to the plan. Didn't stray away from it. And I think under the radar for the last 4 weeks is they have become a more disciplined team. They're averaging about 4 penalties a game. I'm not sure what it was in Tallahassee, maybe 3 or 4 penalties. So the penalties have gone down, doing a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. Jaron Williams made a difference. And the defense for 4 games has been lights out. The last 4 games, they're allowing 11 points a game. They've given up 4 touchdowns in a month. 3 of them, one of them was in overtime. So they've only given up 3 regulation touchdowns. And Quarterman, now you see the value of a senior, and maybe he was wondering when they were 3-4 what was going on. But Quarterman for the last 4 games has been tremendous. I know Rousseau's getting all the headlines, but Quarterman's got like 40 tackles in the last 3 or 4 games.
What with Greg Rousseau, like what happened to him, Joe? What does he have? What is it, 7 sacks in the last 2 games?
7 sacks in 2 games, number 4 right now on the single season list. He's probably going to break the record. Now, he's going to have a challenge this week. And, by the way, if the Dolphins need an offensive lineman, they might want to look at the left tackle for Louisville because he's going to be a first-round pick. He's 6'7", 365 pounds. I thought he was Jonathan Ogden.
Wow.
He is a monster. So Rousseau and Trayvon Hill, all those guys, and Garvin that want to play in the NFL, they're going to go up against an NFL player on Saturday. But for Rousseau, what has happened is I think this happens to kids. You know, people, the fans, and everybody go, oh, that guy's really great. He's a 4-star, 3-star, whatever. But you know who doesn't know it sometimes? The player.
Mm-hmm.
The player sometimes doesn't know how good he is. And I think that was the case with Greg Rousseau. He had kind of had an average training camp. Everybody knew he had all this talent, but sometimes they have to have an epiphany when they get into a game. And I think that's what has happened with Rousseau. And I think it's starting to happen, I hope, with D. Wiggins at wide receiver.
I know you've got to go talk with Jim Larranaga, so I'm going to let you go. Quickly, though, how about Jaren Williams? Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought he was spectacular. You know, he was right on the money. He fumbled. He had one fumble, maybe one or two other errant passes, but the two bombs were great throws. To Jeff Thomas, by the way, that's a junior Jeff Thomas, and he beat a freshman defensive back.
Oh.
And then you had the bomb to Wiggins was just probably, I was going to say his best throw of his career, but he had three or four throws in that game that were awesome. He threw one to K.J. Osborne on the sideline in between Nasruddin and I forget who the other defensive back was. I mean, that was a really tight needle to thread. And then the one to Harley down to the three-yard line. He's a very accurate quarterback. I saw him make a throw today in practice with a lot of authority on it to Osborne across the middle. And I thought now his confidence is growing. And I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic that they're going to take off here for the next 3 weeks. But this game on Saturday, Louisville's playing really well, and Miami, the offense has got to score. They got to put Louisville in a position where they can pull them out of their game plan, because this guy for Louisville, all they want to do is run, run, run. They're down 7, they're running. Down 10, they're running. Down 14, they're running. So Miami's offense has to score on Saturday.
How about this Louisville team? How are the Hurricanes going to fare against them?
You know, last year was a very competitive game, and a guy for Louisville scored 19 points and had 11 rebounds. He's not playing tonight. But Wara is considered one of the best players in the country.
We mentioned it earlier. Yeah. 18 NBA scouts will be in attendance tonight because of Wara. Yeah. 18 NBA scouts.
I will say this. Last week I was at practice. I sat right down there with Ron Rothstein. I'm going to drop names. Ron Rothstein was here.
When are you going to start dropping names?
Yeah. Chet Kammerer is the big scout, right?
Yeah,
and then their general manager was here. And
I got more excited for Chet Kammerer somehow.
And they were actually watching Coach Yell's practice, and they were kind of trading ideas. Then Coach Yell walked away, and Chet turned to Rothstein and said, "Hey, these three freshmen he's got are really good players. They're not one and done guys, but they're good players." And I'm excited to watch Isaiah Wong tonight. I think he's going to be have a big factor, a big role in this game. And Walker can play above the rim. This is going to be a tough game. These guys are good. Louisville's really good.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Miami has enough firepower, number one. And number two, if they can slow them down. If you're going to beat Louisville, you got to play great defense. And I'm not sure that the defense is where Coach L wants it. But they're down two players, Louisville. They're a seven-point favorite. Miami plays well here. Vasilevich and Likes get hot. Take the game to the final 4 minutes. I put my money on Coach L. This guy, people don't realize how. You see the seat I have right here. I watch him in every game go through the idea factory. And he's a guy that dissects a game as well as anybody I've ever seen.
Tough way to start the season, but it is going to be fun here tonight at the Watsco Center.
They just came out on the floor.
Now I know.
Now I'm really worried.
I mean,
this is a basketball team.
Crowder, look at the two sides.
I'm a little worried now.
They in the same league?
Did they do that on purpose? Guys right with their shirts off. Can you guys go back to the locker room?
Yeah, we don't need to see that.
Have a good broadcast tonight. Right. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami
Hurricanes.
Thanks
for coming down here today. It's been
this
great.
Has been, been fun. In fact, I was mentioning earlier on Instagram, I don't know if I finished my thought, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You'll see Crowder and Joe Zagacki and Gino Toretta and Blake James. I did a little bit of video so you could see the fun that we're having out here. And if you've enjoyed this show as much as we have, and we still got an hour to go, if you've enjoyed it as much as we have, shoot us a text 67974, because it's been a lot of fun. Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes. Have a good broadcast tonight, and
right
go
on.
Canes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.